Give that hand to the King of all kings. Give that hand to the one we have come to celebrate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to deeply appreciate God for this privilege. Appreciate you, my father and my mother. I don't take it for granted. It will never be abused or misused. I want you to know something good will happen to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to us through your word in this first session. Let each one have an encounter with your word. Spirit of God, breathe upon your word for a change of story for everyone. In Jesus' most wonderful name. Someone expecting something special, let your amen be the loudest. You may be seated. Give him a big hand. The theme is ever-winning wisdom. The topic given to me is wisdom has unlimited capacity for growth. Wisdom has unlimited capacity for growth. That's the subtopic. The word of God, we all know, is the wisdom of God. It is the master key of life. Then what is wisdom? Wisdom is the accurate application of God's word to get your desired results. It is knowing what to do in line with scriptures and doing it at the right time. Because you may know what to do and do it at the wrong time. Wisdom is the scriptural solution to the problems of men. Yet is Jesus is the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 24. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yet, Jesus grew in wisdom. He is the wisdom himself, but he grew in wisdom. That is, his capacity was developed. In Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and 52, and the child grew and was strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. In verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Shout hallelujah. Jesus grew in three dimensions: spirit, soul, and body. If Jesus grew in these three dimensions, we must also grow like him. Ephesians 5:1. The King James said, example, be followers, therefore. The Amplified said, imitators. Copy him and follow his example, as well, beloved children, imitate their father. How to grow in these three dimensions? Now, man is three-dimensional. He's a spirit. He has a soul and he dwells in the body. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. So you must grow spiritually, mentally, and physically. If wisdom has to display, the three areas must grow. You have to grow spiritually, you have to grow mentally, and you have to grow physically. So I'll be breaking them down, each one, according to their order. First is spiritually, number one. Your spirit is the real you, John 3:6. That which is born of the spirit. So the real you, John 3:6, is the spirit. So you need to grow in your spirit to increase in wisdom. How to grow in your spirit. A, study God's word. We've heard so much on that. It's a study to show yourself approved. 2 Timothy 2:15. A workman that did not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Ignorance of God's word is the most effective weapon Satan can use against you. And ignorance of God's word is very deadly. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because of demons, but lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Now hear this, people of God. Jesus knew the word, spoke the word, acted the word, and is the word. John 1:1. And Revelation 19 verse 13. And his name is called the word of God. Yet he studied the word. He knew the word. He spoke the word. He acted the word. He is the word. Yet he studied the word. Luke 4:16. As his custom was, he went into the temple. How can the word study the word? He wanted to grow. I pray someone hearing all over the world will follow his example and break out of where you are in the name of Jesus. So what makes you think that you can have lasting success of exploits without the word of God? If the word himself will go back to the word before he saw what was written concerning him. B, engage in prayer and fasting. Prayer is commanded by God. Luke 18 verse 1, men ought always to pray. Prayer is communicating with your Father God. Jesus communicated with God through prayer. Prayer pleasures the heart of God. It opens the door for God to show us great and mighty things. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. That's why this morning you are praying in the prayer hour that God show me something. I pray God who has revealed himself to you will show you more things. You can't neglect prayer and fasting in spiritual growth. It's one of the most powerful ways to change the destiny of your life. And occasionally you have to fast for your spiritual growth. Isaiah 58, 6 and 8. It's not the fast that I have chosen. And then your light shall break forth. Somebody's light will break forth. In the precious name of Jesus. See, in spiritual growth, live a life of obedience. Live a life of obedience. Obedience is simply doing anything God asks you to do, regardless of its cause or consequences. He said, whatever he asks you to do, do it. John 2:5. And if ye be willing and obedient, shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. God will never advance you beyond your level of obedience. Now hear this, people of God. The more of God you obey, the more from God you receive. Where your obedience stops, that's where receiving stops. Take obedience out of Christianity. There will be no relationship between God and man. Because each act of obedience shortens the distance to your miracle. Obedience ignored is miracle declined. Every time you say, I desire a miracle, God will give you an instruction to obey. It is your obedience to that instruction that will produce the miracle. They said they wanted water. He said, wisdom. This is, he wanted wine, sorry. He said, put water. If they had not obeyed, there wouldn't have been a testimony. I pray someone in this Shiloh will obey God's word for a change of story. Shout aloud, amen, if you are the one. The second area of wisdom where you need to grow is mentally. Number two. The mind is one of the greatest gifts of God to man. As children of God, we have sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Your relevance in life is a function of your mind. The mind is where earth-shaking ideas are born. Hear this, people of God, the difference between the mediocre and a celebrity is the mind. How much you invest in your mind determines the dividend you enjoy in life. Let every man hear this statement from me. I want all the men to hear this. A man who cares so much about his wardrobe without caring for the development of his mind will remain a handsome dummy. And let every woman hear this statement from me. A woman who invests more on high heels and wigs than her mind looks tall in height but short in intellect. When your head is empty, your beautiful face is useless. Stop playing with your destiny and start investing in your mind. If your capacity must grow, you can see our father, every time he wants to share his testimony, he'll tell you, when I traveled, I bought books. I bought books. And the books bought me all that I have. People invest in cars, invest in everything, but never invest in their minds. Yet they want to grow. I pray today you will change your lifestyle. Let all the young people hear me. Don't go to buy shoes when you have not bought a book. How to develop your mind. How to develop your mind. Because the mind is the seat of wisdom. A. Constantly upgrade your mind through knowledge. Because the mind is developed through knowledge. In Acts 20:32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. To develop your mind, you must intentionally and constantly upgrade your mind with knowledge. When you know better, you live better. You must constantly be on knowledge acquiring mission. Because when your mind is knowledge deficient, your life will be growth deficient. What happens in your mind determines what happens in your life. Be a voracious reader of materials from proven authors. Pursue knowledge, receive knowledge, retain knowledge, and apply knowledge to rule your world. I said, pursue knowledge, receive knowledge, retain knowledge, and apply knowledge to rule your world. When we're in Bible school, I did something. I'll skip my afternoon lunch to buy tape from this commission. Because I had a choice either to buy the tape or to eat. Because the money cannot go for the two.
The money I had, there's no way I can buy tape and have lunch. So almost my Bible school, I didn't eat lunch. But there was no message our father preached I never heard. By the time I was going out of Bible school, I had over 1,000 tapes. I said, just give me. If he's talking, before the message, I'll tell you this message was preached 19 so-so-so time, 2,000 and so-so time. Till now, I have his messages. Because if you don't listen to your mentor, you'll suffer from tormentors. Be a productive thinker. God is a thinker. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For the thoughts I think, so God thinks towards you. A thought of good and of evil to give you an expected end. In Psalm 40, verse 17, it says, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. God wants us to be productive thinkers. That's what he said, come, let us reason together. Isaiah 1, verse 18. To reason is also to think. The mind is for thinking. The elasticity of your mind is determined by the rigorous mental exercise you subject it to. The more you subject your mind to rigorous thinking, positive thinking, according to Philippians 4:8, then you see your mind begin to enlarge. You find out that your capacity of your mind begin to grow. Are you getting what I'm talking about? In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Just like you do physical exercise, the more you think, the more your brain enlarges. The mind grows to design both good and evil. So your mind is developed by how much you subject it to productive thinking. You must be a good thinker if you must develop your mind. Many think, but they don't think the word. They think their problems. Everybody thinks. Either you're thinking stupidly, you're thinking wisely. Most of the time when we say thinking, people think problems. They say, if I don't think, what are you thinking? Think the word of God. See, associate with great thinkers. Associate with great thinkers. Proverbs 13 verse 20. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Is that true? There's an African colloquial, mumu. A companion of mumus shall be full of mumus. How can you be associating with a stupid person? If you have a 16 by 20 dream and your closest friend has a dream of 4 by 6, he will bring you to his level. Iron sharpened iron. Wood will never sharpen iron. Proverbs 27, verse 17. So a man sharpened the countenance of his friend. Your mind develops when you begin to rub it with great minds. Now God is the greatest mind, and his mind is expressed in his word. So you rub your minds with God when you meditate on his word. Every time you meditate on his word, you begin to think like God. And you can't think like God and not be thick in life. When you keep company with mediocre people, you end up becoming like them. But when you associate with great minds, you begin to think and achieve things like them. Now, I'll give you, for instance, an illustration. You can't genuinely associate with our father, Bishop David Oyedepo, and still remain a dummy. It's not possible. You don't need to see him, listen to his tapes, read his books, you'll be having his thoughts. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Listen, the more you listen to somebody, the person affects you. Have you ever picked, maybe you're a married man and your wife sends you a message and you are reading it, all of a sudden start laughing. And everybody wonder, why are you laughing? She just told you, I love you, and then you start smiling. They say, oh, is this my, why is he laughing? The word she spoke, you heard it. True? Because she's close to you. So also, when you rub your mind with people who are very close, their words affect you positively. Are you getting what I'm saying now? If you want to fly like the eagles, then begin to stay among the eagles. Think like the eagles, and you'll be flying like the eagles. May your life never remain the same. You cannot, you want to fly as an eagle, and your weight is hanging around vultures. The two of them look alike, but they don't behave the same way. Vulture eat dead meat, eagle eat fresh meat. But two of them have the same kind of peak. But that doesn't mean they look alike, doesn't mean they are alike. Stop hanging around people whose minds are not going somewhere. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Shout a big hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. So, make sure your spirit, you develop spiritually, develop mentally. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And then number three, you develop physically. Develop what? Physical development is also important. Two things to do for your physical development. A, exercise. For bodily exercise, profit at what? Take a time to exercise your body. Never misinterpret the scripture to suit your obesity or body size. Fat is choking you and you're breathing like a horse, yet you are still eating junks. No, now. Obesity is not a demonic possession. It is consciously acquired. Nobody becomes obese as a demonic possession. It's from food. Check every fat person, they like food. Yeah. There's no fat person who doesn't like food. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? B, rest. Take time to rest. Time to rest is not a wasted time. Rest is appropriate and right. It is freedom from activities or labor to reboot yourself for the activities ahead. Because when fatigue steps in, faith will step out. When your body lacks rest, your results in life will be affected. God Almighty rested. Genesis 2:2. And on the seventh day, he ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. Jesus also rested. You remember in Matthew 8, 23-24, when the storm came, they went to tap him because he was asleep. He needed to rest. If he didn't need rest, he wouldn't have slept. He was 100% man, he was 100% God, so he had to rest for the body to refresh. He said when he was entering into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, in so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Now, here that I said rest does not mean you should go and sleep when you have not walked. For a full-fledged man to wake up doing nothing, say, I want to miss Igbo language in Nigeria. Don't equate rest with laziness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That I said you should rest. He said, didn't you hear the preacher say you should rest? What have you done that you're resting? I saw work from our father, and I work. Are you getting what I'm saying? If I tell you something, you'll be shocked. Can I tell you something? Okay. Every man you see getting results, they don't rest like that. Are you hearing me? Watch very successful people, they don't rest like that. Never. Even doctors who tell you rest, ask them if they rest, where they will pass medical school. It's after this morning session, I'll blink my eyes. I'll tell you why later. Now, in summary, what have I said to you? It is those who grow spiritually. What did I say? Spiritually. So you must grow spiritually, just like Jesus, he grew. Because wisdom has unlimited capacity. So ask yourself, am I growing what? Spiritually. Because some of us, we grow mentally, but we don't grow spiritually. So every small demonic attack, we are swept off. Some of us, we grow spiritually, we are mentally dull. We fast and pray, but very stupid. So there has to be a balance. Some people are very sound when they talk. But if you look at them, every small thing, they look for who to pray for them. They do like this. I don't know what's happening to me. No, there's a flu now. He said, what's the problem? He said, I don't know. There's a witch troubling me. A believer. No. So there has to be balance. So you must grow spiritually. You must grow mentally. And you must grow physically. Don't have muscles. All your body muscles, then you are very stupid. It's not good. Because if you are big and you are poor, nobody will take you serious. So build your capacity for growth. So consciously pay the price. Consciously do what? Pay the price to grow to get the price. They sound alike, but pay the price to get the prize you deserve. Grow. If you have a child and that child is not growing, to get to a point, you get angry. You say, this boy, you are 5 years. You are still sitting down here. Even you as a mother, the child will become a concern to you. He said, I gave birth to this boy 5 years. The boy has not walked. Everybody will be worried. Is that true? You are not growing. It's making God not happy. You are 5 years born again. You are still looking for transport money from somebody. When you come for a shield, you say, find me transport. He said, how long have you been born again? 5 years ago. In a church like this, where they are teaching everything for you to succeed, they look at you and say, I'm a sanctuary keeper. You are spiritually growing, but now you're not keeping anything. Don't make Christianity look like an abuse. When you don't grow, after a while, nobody, even your relations, will not take you serious. When you go for a family meeting, you raise your hand, they say, keep your hand down. So make sure you... Shout hallelujah. You heard our father said, he did not pray to his relations to be born again. They became born again. You know why? He grew spiritually. He grew mentally. He grew physically. So he didn't need to preach. If he grew only one-sided, spiritually and mentally did not grow, and he went there as a poor man, there's no mind this church man, every time they come preach here. So your growth must be three-dimensional, and it has to be a lifetime journey. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Let me say this before I drop the microphone. I know you have copied too many notes. Three persons will speak with our father after me. But to be copying notes in Shiloh without taking note, nobody will take note of you. So make sure all the sections, you are going to back them up with quality decisions and actions. That way, after Shiloh, everything you hear will reflect. None of us will be a disappointment to God. You will all make it at the end. This Shiloh will usher you to a new phase. and Jesus' most wonderful name. Somebody who is blessed, say,